Okay, so obviously Spore was a massive hit on the PC. So what things have you looked to do to change for the Wii version? What's different? Well,
the main thing is, actually, we, as I mentioned, we really wanted to make this a Wii game. So we started from the ground up, we created a Wii game. We went really the way of an action-driven adventure game with a strong story, a strong narrative. And then we put in the creature editor from the PC game, the full thing. And then we figured out, how can we make this thing meaningful? How can we make parts matter in our game? So every single ability, every single game mechanic is driven by a part. And it drives the whole economy, and it also drives the whole incentive to play the game.
Yeah. So from the demo, I noticed the creature creator's right at the center of the game once again.
Yeah.
But you've done away with kind of the universe aspect. So it's very much story driven this time.
That's it.
Okay.
And as you saw, you just step into a nest anytime you feel like it. Press a button, you're already in the editor. You can go every 5 minutes if you want to. You can just, for instance, you're in the middle of a quest and you need a specific part. You need to be able to swim. Maybe you need to be able to glide. You can go in the nest. But the thing is that you will, until the very end of the game, usually you don't have enough blue shards, which is the currency. You don't have enough to be able to put on every single part that you've discovered.
Sure.
So you always have to sort of do compromise and figure out what is what I need as opposed to what I want. And you have to figure it out. But you can just put on wings, do what you need to do, go back in the editor, remove the wings, and put back your really big biting mouth to be able to fight everybody.
So you adapt for the surroundings.
That's it.
Like in nature. So why did you change tack to the adventure game over the kind of bigness of the PC game?
Well, because it's a Nintendo game.
Yeah,
we really wanted to make it meaningful. We looked at what is exciting, what is fun to play on the Wii. And it's all things like Mario, Metroid, Zelda.
Yeah.
All these things where you are one character. We really wanted to make sure that you take control of that hero. You are that hero. And you can make it the hero you want, but you're really inhabiting one character.
Yeah. So that's kind of the whole idea, is that you're this one character from start to finish and follow their story. So what kind of Wii hardware does it take advantage of?
Well, the main thing is, well, we really take the controller scheme, you know, the best controller scheme in our opinion, but for adventures like this, is the Wiimote and the Nunchuck.
Yeah.
Gives you enough buttons and it's not too clunky. We looked at a few of the others, you know, like all the funky peripherals and the Wii Fit board and the Wii Motion Plus and things like that. We're like, you know, we'll keep it simple. We want to make sure also that anybody can play it. So anybody who's got a Wii has got a Wiimote and Nunchuck.
Yeah.
That was important. Pardon me. We really wanted to take advantage of this. The other way we really took advantage of the Wii hardware is because, as I mentioned before, there's a huge experience with the Wii in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to use like shaders that we did for Boogie and really push the machine to its, you know, to its limit. Make sure we get the most beautiful looking game as possible. And I think we really achieved something that's amazing.
It looks great. I mean, the worlds are quite big, so in terms of loading times, how's that going to affect?
I mean, the thing is, the worlds, each level is really, really big, and there is no loading during that level.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to a different world, there will be a small loading, but it doesn't happen often enough in a play session.
Yeah.
The one thing that we really worked extremely hard was to make sure that there's almost no loading when you go in and out of the editor, because that you will do very often. And we wanted to make sure that it's as seamless as possible. So anytime you want, you just jump in the editor, change a few things, jump back out, you're ready to go.
Yeah, and in comparison to the PC Spore, how does the creature creator in the Wii version compare?
It, as I said, it's got all the parts from the game. It's got all the parts from the Cute and Creepy expansion pack. It's got a few more that we added in.
Great.
We changed a few things on the interface, on the way the different mechanics are used.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, it's got to be on a, it's a different resolution on a TV than on a PC.
Yeah.
It's also, so, I mean, we had to do like bigger icons and things like that. Also, the pointer is not a mouse. It's very different.
Mm.
So we tried a few different control schemes, and this is by far the one that was the most pleasant to use, the most intuitive, and it just felt right, and it allows you to create anything you want. Really.
Yeah. Okay, so obviously you can change your own appearance, but what other impact can you have on the world and the other creatures?
That's it. So you can change a lot of the NPCs in the world. Most of that is because they ask you to. It's quests. You're helping people. Most of these are, as you can say, side quests, so that you don't need to do that to finish the world. Some of them are. But it's a really good way to actually leave a lasting mark on the universe around you. There's also a few other things that you can do to the world that I can't really get into it right now because it's cool, like spoilers. But, sure.
Okay. And aside from the main adventure, there's a battle mode as well.
Yes.
So what's that all about?
The thing is, we had so much fun creating the combat mode, and we realized that it was actually, you know, we did a few tournaments and were just to be able to tweak the combat and the values and everything.
Yeah.
And it got so crazy and it got so much fun. And we realized also that people would just want to sometimes, you know, you sit down, you've been playing the game, friend comes over, or your sister or your brother or whatever.
Yeah.
And you just want to get out of the game and just have a fight. And you can do that really quickly. You can go and in the editor, create a creature for that specific purpose, and then just fight it out with a friend. And the fun thing, I mean, one of the most satisfying thing would be to fight your friend. He's got a huge demon with claws everywhere, yeah, and razor sharp teeth and everything. And then you make a little pink ball with one leg and a little like duck bill, and you somehow still beat him up.
Yeah.
That's very satisfying.
Mm-hmm. So the main aim of the game is to go around and collect the parts, evolve, and explore.
Yes and no, in a sense that, yes, it is the main drive, but, you know, we've watched in our playtest sessions, like the 9-year-old boy sitting next to a 17-year-old girl,
yeah,
and they will play the game so very differently. I mean, for some people, the goal of the game is to help everybody in the world,
yeah,
and try to figure out how to make this place a better place, mm-hmm, how to clean up the world, how to foil the bad guy that's trying to mess everybody's fun.
Yeah.
Some others will just want to explore everything in the world and find out where everything is, where the last little nook and cranny, and where the last little bone mound that you can dig up to get, yeah, the last part is. And some others will just want to beat up everybody, mm-hmm, and just show them who's boss.
Yeah. And does the way you play the game impact on how the game plays for you?
Well, in a sense, yes. Depending on how you create your creature, first of all, the controls will be different because not all the mechanics will necessarily be open to you depending, yeah, on how you created your creature. And as I mentioned also, the drop system for the parts, mm-hmm, is geared towards the type of play you're doing. So if you're very combative, if you're aggressive and you're fighting everybody, you'll get more fight-oriented parts.
Uh-huh.
Most of the time also, if you have all the parts that make you look like a duck, most,
yeah,
of the parts you'll get will actually be upgrades on the parts you have on right now.
Okay.
So there's a way to actually keep the look you have, just get slightly meaner, slightly better, or slightly more powerful looking,
yeah,
without changing the whole look of your creature, and you can still upgrade. Also, that's it. If you're nicer to people and you do all the quests where you have to find the non-violent solution, then you'll get the parts that give you armor,
yeah,
and regeneration, and things like that.